Hi, and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host, Louise Clark, a certified parent coach and mum to three teenagers. Trust me, I know just how hard being a parent can be. There are times when it can all become a bit too much and leave us feeling at our wits' end. Sometimes we need some advice, a fresh perspective, and a little bit of help. That's why I'm here and why I do what I do. And that's why I created this Parenting in the Thick of It podcast. Welcome to the show today. In episode 43, I am going to further the discussion from last week's, from the previous episodes I recorded on the subject of meditation. So many parents ask me about this that I feel I cannot stress it enough and share with you just how much it has brought to me in my life, particularly in my role as a parent. Why? Because it is through this practice that I have developed a much greater awareness of my mind. And when I know where my mind is, and for 54% of the time, it's not here with me, when I'm aware of that, I can bring my mind back to the present moment. I can take it away from future worries and past regrets and bring it to the now. And there's safety in the now. So the meditation practice strengthens your ability to mind your mind, and it creates a space and a buffer for you to be able to know where you're at and to monitor your reactivity with far greater success. Before I started using my breath to meditate, I simply thought of my breath as being a means to breathe and stay alive. Honestly, I did. I didn't think much more about my breath. And there are many ways in which to meditate. TM meditation, sound meditation, walking, eating. There's many ways to do it, but I use my breath. It's called Vipassana meditation. So over the years, have I come to appreciate just how much more there is to my breath than my breath? It's so much more than just air. Think about it. Your breath mirrors the natural cycle of nature itself. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So every breath is an opportunity for a fresh start. Leave the previous breath behind, focus on the next one and the next one. It anchors me to the present moment, and it connects the internal with the external. It connects me to the air that I need to survive. And because we all breathe the same air, it helps explain to me and helps me understand the principle that we really are all one. My breath is with me wherever I am, so I can tune into it at any moment. Think about it. The number of times when you're stressed out and you go, just a minute, and you just take a breath. Because doing that is your intuitive guide to do that brings you peace immediately. The minute you take a deep breath, you feel more peaceful. It grounds you. It just gives you a pause. It gives you a stop. It gives you a moment just to settle down, to slow down. And what better is that than to take a moment to slow down every now and again? It's mesmerizing. When you follow it, it's mesmerizing and almost hypnotic. And it's endless, yet it's finite. It connects me to the present moment like nothing else can. It rises within me and fades away to nothing, just like a wave as it kisses the sand, as it comes in and it leaves. So think about it. Without your breath, what are you? So hopefully now you can see and appreciate how taking your focus of attention to your breath will bring you into the present moment like nothing else can. And that's why I find the breath, my breath, the most powerful meditation tool. And I can use it anywhere. I don't need anything else, just me and it. I don't need a special corner, cushion, candle, mat, special place, none of that. not for me. I just need my breath. So find a time that suits you to begin to play in the thoughts and practice of meditation. It's like anything. If you don't find a time that suits you, you simply won't be able to commit to it. So if you're a busy mum listening to this, maybe first thing in the morning, if you can get up and your children won't hear you and don't get up 5 minutes earlier and dedicate that time to developing a meditation practice. Or meditate and get onto your breath before you go to sleep at night, sitting up in your bed. When you're new to it and you lie down and meditate, it's very easy to drift off and go to sleep. Another time that might work for you is after drop-off, when you drop the kids off at school in the morning and you're in the car maybe. Sit in the car for 5 minutes before you go where you need to go. Or at pickup. If you go to school to pick up your kids, leave 5 minutes earlier and sit in the car and just take a minute or 2 minutes to get onto your breath and develop your meditation practice. For me, the breath works because I don't need anything else to help me do my meditation practice. And finding a time that suits me has been the most pivotal way and thing I've done in order to stick to it and commit to it. So sticking to a specific time and making the same time every day to dedicate to the practice will really help you. So for me, my breath is my special place. Noticing it is what brings me such peace. And therefore, my goal through my meditation practice is to keep strengthening my muscle of my mind, my awareness of my mind muscle. And if we take that as an acronym, the AOMM, when I wrote this down, I wrote it in a blog somewhere. And when I wrote this down, I realized when I'm activating my AOMM muscle, my awareness of my mind muscle, it sounds like OM. If any of you have been to a yoga practice or a spiritual practice of any sort, you might have chanted the OM. So I love the fact that the acronym for helping me meditate is so like OM, which is a sound and symbol rich in meaning and depth. To quote Todd Maternowski, it's said to be both the sound of the creation of the universe, and the sound of silence. It represents both the highest level of divinity and the path to enlightenment, and it's often used as a yogic chant to calm the mind, create a peaceful setting, or achieve a higher level of consciousness. So I want to keep using my breath. It works. And so it is that your breath and your awareness are two of the most important parenting tools I think we have. And they really should be every parent's best friend forever. I wrote a blog on this called Make Your Breath Your Best Friend. Take a look at it. It'll give you a little bit more information. And hopefully it will help you develop a meditation practice or take any existing practice to a deeper level. So I'm going to leave it at that for today. I hope you found today's show valuable. This subject is something that we need to go over and over and over again in our minds to get an understanding of why we're doing it. I hope I have simplified it and helped you understand why I do it. For me, this is my interpretation. I'm not saying it right. There's no right, there's no wrong. But if my interpretation can help you, then that's my goal. So sharing is caring. Please do share this episode on your social media platforms. I'd love to see some sharing and I'm very grateful for it. If you have any parenting questions, please email me at louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And if you're a reader, I have a ton of blogs. And if you like watching YouTube videos, check out my YouTube channel, The Parenting in the Thick of It Show. I actually have a video dedicated to developing meditation practice. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Stay tuned because tomorrow's episode is going to be a guided meditation to help you get started. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.